Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I just threw up a Twitter poll, given that the Guardians won over the Royals today, because I'm curious how much today stifled the panic. And so before I get to the Twitter poll, which you guys can vote, and Nick Wilson says, I'll get to that moment. Did today stifle the panic for you with the Guardians as it pertains to the AL Central?
I think, listen, if they would have lost the game today, I think we're talking about, I also think you're talking a little bit differently on the Gardos. Not saying you'd be like Danny was this morning and say it's over.
Yeah.
But I do think you would have some more doubts, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
and also because how they came back and won that game. 5-2, you're about to get swept.
I think the sweep would be the thing that would be concerning, the fact you couldn't get one of these games, but I still think I'm pretty rosy on this. And I think it's funny, man, like I think it's interesting people who I care about the AL Central.
People.
But I think it's interesting, and I've heard this take a few times, that if they don't win the Central but still make the playoffs, it's a collapse. And I understand the theory on it. My rebuttal is, well, what kind of baseball are they playing? Because if this just becomes like a game of keep away, where the Royals are super hot and stay hot, they take the division, but you're a 94-win team, 95-win team, and I think you're on pace for about 90 wins now. If that's how this goes, I'll kind of look at this and go, you know, I think you actually kind of righted the ship there. I thought it was great when we played the Tanner Bibee sound of the 5-5. You know, he kind of made the point of like, we got 76 wins, guys. That's still 18 games above 500. But just real quick, I want to get your take on that. If they still make the playoffs, so they're a wild card team, but they don't win the division, would you consider that a collapse? Or is the only way they collapse if they miss everything?
To be fair, full disclosure, I called Keith before the show today. We were talking about what we were going to talk about with the things that the morning show said. And I asked Keith, I'm like, dude, if they lose the division, are they still going to make the playoffs? Yeah, and they're like, what, 6 games up in the wild card?
So going into today, there were 6.5 games up in the wild card. Now they're back atop the AL Central. So I'm not sure what that means for the wild card. But yeah, I mean, now it'd be probably 7.5 game swing, 8-game swing. If they missed out on the playoffs altogether.
Yeah, so that would have to happen in the next, what I mean, it could happen. If they did another 8-16.
Yeah.
Like they just did. Well, 9-16 now.
But so to you, the only way it's a collapse.
If they don't make the playoffs.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're in agreement on this.
Yeah, sorry, I was long-winded there. But yes, the answer is, as long as they make the playoffs, I don't consider it a collapse.
So the reason why we're kind of dancing around this is, I'm just curious how much did they change the math for people? Because I came in today thinking they're still going to win the Central. I refuse to believe that they're going to continue on at this 8-16 pace. Yes, there's a lot going on there, and I understand, because we just do this all the time with baseball, where recency says who you are. That's just not the case. And I think there's more than enough time, not just for the Guardians to you know, recalibrate and play good baseball, but to kind of hit where they were early in the season. Like, they're healthier now than they've been in a minute. And I do think Kwan and Naylor, there's been this theory out there that Kwan and Naylor might be banged up. That's certainly something that we'll never find out about, because the Guardians don't disclose injuries unless guys go on the IL, and that's very minimal information.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I mean, listen, everybody's banged up right now. So I'm not even using that. Like, yeah, of course, Naylor and Kwan should be banged up. They're playing a butt ton of baseball, and they played a lot of baseball in a small amount of time. But today didn't change my opinion on the Guardians winning the Central, because I think they're going to win the Central, and I thought they were even after yesterday's loss. I think there has to be some perspective here of maybe the Guardians aren't the team that they were for 77 games. That also doesn't mean that they are the team that they've been for the last 24 games, right?
Yeah. They don't have to be who they were the last 2 weeks. Like, they could be somewhere in between.
Well,
because runs happen. I mean, there was a point in time this season that, God, the Orioles had a really rough stretch.
Yeah. Well, the Yankees had a stretch like that. I mean, honestly, the Astros played like butt for the first, I don't want to say for the first 90 games, for the 70 games. Almost every team that's in a playoff position or in a wild card spot has had bad baseball and has found their way back. And honestly, here's within the last 15 games of the season, you're probably within the last, I think, 30, right? Somewhere in there, 22, 23 games, I think, left. I think it's about 7 series. So with about 15 games, 12 to 15 games, those last 12 to 15 games are suddenly pretty important. And I'm not even talking about from the division anymore. I'm talking about in general. If you're going to be a force in the playoffs, and when we played Danny Cunningham earlier saying it's over, you know, his main point was it's over that this team's going to make a deep playoff run, and it's over that they're going to win the Central. And I just vehemently disagree. That is like having 80% of the puzzle and saying or it's 80% of the evidence and saying I've solved the crime, right? Like, you're not that good of a detective. Nobody is. I think it's a fair guess by Danny, by the way, or educated wish in the words of Deadpool and Wolverine. I think that's a fine thing to say and believe. It doesn't make it any more closer to being true. I think this team has played a lot of really good baseball. And I know because they've won, what is it now, 9, as you've mentioned, 9 of the last, or they're 9-16 in the last 25, that we can just hyper-focus on the negative. I don't think they're that far. There are concerns, and every week, by the way, the concerns kind of shift, and, well, you know, I was super excited about, yeah, Boyd. I was super excited where Gavin and Tanner were, and then all of a sudden, both those guys have had bad starts recently, but, like, I think that's just baseball. I think that's focusing a little too much on the micro trends. I think on any given night, you have a chance to get a quality start right now from those four guys. It's kind of where you need to be. And I think today is, and I, despite the fact they lost 3 of 4 in this series, most of these games, they had enough hits to win. They just kind of weren't doing the little stuff, which they ended up doing today. So, and to take it one step further, those 12 to 15 games will probably define whether the Guardians are going to make the playoffs or be a real threat to go deep into the playoffs. But at any point, they can catch fire.
I would certainly hope that they could potentially catch fire here. They've got the talent. They have the bats. Certainly have the pitching. They've got the pen, too. Best closer in baseball.
How about Klasse getting, and he's now tied for the most saves in Guardians history with Cody Allen. I kind of hope he runs. I kind of hope he runs with it over the next, because I think he's got, I don't remember if it's two more years contractually and then two option years, or whether it's one more year contractually and then two option years. Man, I got to tell you, I hope he takes it and runs with it. Yeah. I hope he gets to like 250, 300 saves before. Closers don't anymore unless you start your career in New York or L.A., and you're an elite closer. It's very, very unlikely that you stay with one team or mainly one team in your career. I don't expect Emmanuel to finish his career with Cleveland. I would love it if we got to even 250. 250 is 100 saves away. That's two great seasons. Or across the three seasons, it's 30 saves a season. I kind of hope he gets there. I kind of hope he puts it out of rights. He's just the most dominant closer I've ever seen in Cleveland.
Cleveland, for sure. I mean, there's a chance this dude could turn out to be like a Hall of Famer, right?
Yeah. I think he's got – it's tough with closers, man, and a lot of it depends where he plays the rest of his career, if that ever comes to pass. A lot of it's staying healthy. And a lot of it is – does he?
Please don't let him go to the Yankees.
I mean, you know they're salivating over him, right?
Of course they are.
Because he reminds him of Rivera. But if Klasse, because the thing that made Rivera so notable is he just pitched in so many World Series. And again, he did get to 600 saves. I'm not trying to diminish Mariano Rivera, who is probably the greatest closer ever to live.
Probably?
Yeah, I mean, there were other guys who didn't do it as long, but who were just as dominating.
Yeah, but I mean, don't you think longevity of doing something at such a high level makes you the best?
Well, like
Tom Brady.
Can I punish Dennis Eckersley because he didn't become a starter or didn't become a closer until he was 30? Because
can you punish him?
No
one's punishing him. You're just saying that this guy is the best ever.
Well, but okay, I think there's a peak versus longevity, and Eckersley at his peak, you could make a case that Eck was better than Rivera. And by the way, that's just the first guy I thought of. I'm sure there are other guys. But Eck had a 10-year period where he was the best reliever in baseball. And he was consistently, ridiculously amazing. I'm not saying Mariano didn't. I'm just saying I would put those two peaks up against each other. But Klasse has a chance, man. I know there might be, on any given year, there might be guys with more saves. And I understand that from the Cy Young perspective, we just don't give them to closers. We don't. And as much as I respect Tarek Skubal in Detroit, he's having a great year. No disrespect. He's not doing, as a starter, what Emmanuel Klasse is doing. His ERA is under 0.5. That's otherworldly. I mean, even now, the guy's had a hit or a walk the last couple appearances. Might be a little burnout there. His whip is under 0.75. I don't know why that's not enough to make people go, holy crap, this is a, you could make a case that Emmanuel Klasse is having the best season any closer ever has. Don't give me number of saves. Don't give me strikeouts. I'm talking about the two numbers that everybody consensus pitches looks at and goes, these two numbers matter, ERA and WHIP, and he is leaps and bounds ahead of anyone, at least in recent history, that I can remember in those two spots.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Thoughts. Love me some Emmanuel Clase.
Problem is, man, you gotta be in a position to close out a game. Like, you gotta have the runs to be able to get him in there.
The problem is that baseball writers have a pejorative mindset when it comes to voting a closer. And I'll be honest with you, a closer, and I think Clase might get to 80 games this year. He's on pace for a butt ton of appearances. If he gets to 80 games and this guy has 45, 50 saves, and those numbers are still below one, it'll be a massive injustice if that dude isn't a top three Cy Young vote getter. Will the Guardians win the AL Central? We'll let you guys know the results at the end of the show. As of right now, 57% of 130 votes saying no, they will not win the AL Central. I say, oh ye of little faith.
That study we talked about in the Pulse, the people decide by 8:46 whether they're going to have a good day or not.
8:36.
10 minutes earlier. Good God. I can't imagine.
So if you run out of toilet paper at 8:46, maybe it doesn't matter.
We might have to get back to that. You know what? I don't know anything by 8:36.
Talk about it right now.
I wake up at 6 o'clock every morning with my kids. I'm 2.5 hours into my day by 8:36, and I'm still not entirely sure where we're going. I know what I have to do, but, like, do you make a conscientious decision? I'm curious about it. Do you make a conscientious decision that you're having a good or bad day?
Yeah, I mean, the second I get out of bed.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, just like that? Like, you've decided what path you're choosing?
You have to.
Okay, so you're saying more like you wake up.
I'm aware that my attitude to start the day, depending on how I feel, is something I can change.
Okay, so that to me is different. That is choosing a positive mindset.
Yeah, so then the toilet paper wouldn't bother me.
Yeah, like, well, because that's I just don't even start the day with any, like, even if I've slept like garbage, I might be a little grumpy, but eventually I kind of just self-talk and say, stop being
just
a baby.
Snap out of it.
Yeah, I mean, like, maybe I can't speak to what I might have felt like when I was 21. I can't. But the idea that I would have, like, oh, hey, these four things have happened that are negative, and they put me in a rougher mood. I've definitely had that stuff happen early, and I've definitely gone into days with a sense of, I don't know if tomorrow's going to be a great day. Like, we've all had days where we wonder, are we getting fired today? We've all had days that, you know, but I don't even conceive it that way anymore. Like, am I going to have a good day? Am I going to have a bad day? I just assume that I'm going to have a good day. And when a bad day happens, yeah, I try to persevere. And I'll very, very rarely, like, there will be nights when I get home, and if everybody's a little, if it's kind of everybody's witching hour, I will be very clear. I'll be like, guys, had a lot happen today. Didn't have the best day. I'm asking you to play ball.
I've had a rare day.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, that's different. But every turn I have tried to. You know what usually, though,
when it comes to days, I hold out all day, good mood, trying not to get down, you know, even if I'm mad about something, like
sure.
if I'm mad for like a long period of time, I will compartmentalize it and go, you have no use for me as I walk in the door to my house. And I will have done such a good job protecting my attitude, as Vanessa would say it. I would have done such a good job. And then I will have told everybody, hey, guys, had a rare day. I'm really trying here. I just don't want to bring it here. Can we just all maybe change where we're coming from here? But I will tell you, the quickest way to me being an absolute outright jerk is once I've done that, there's one person. It's not my kids, man. If Vanessa, who's the sweetest, bubbliest person in the world, 92% of the time, 92.3% of the time, and on the rare day that my bad day lines up with her bad day, and by the end of the day, I've worked all day to compose myself, stop that nonsense. You love your life. You love your family. You love your job. There's really nothing wrong. You're just feeling frustrated in the moment. After all that, if she breathes the wrong way, man, it is
Snap City.
It is a what's your problem? I will say those are the moments where not immediately, most of the time before I go to sleep, I will say, you know what, I maybe overreacted on that one. I would like that one back. I'm sorry. Every once in a while, I'll just say, no, I'm going to bed. You pissed me off. Like, no. Well, and because she likes to do the thing of we don't like to go to bed mad. I have no problem with that.
Most significant others do.
Yeah. Once a year, I'll sleep just purely with rage. Just go to bed in
Yeah, sometimes it's not a bad idea just to kind of sleep on it and wake up in the morning. Like, if you're kind of in an argument, couch isn't that bad.
I usually wake up in like the best mood.
Well, yeah.
That's
the idea, because the rage kind of calms down.
Yeah. You're like,
the tiger gets back in the cage.
I tried to explain, Vanessa, why after I have like a massive migraine and I come out the other side, that I'm like the happiest person in the world. And I'm like, because your body's euphoric that you don't have something feeling like it's killing you. So like when the migraine subsides and I'm just like, you guys want to go for ice cream? Yes, that's because my body has tricked itself into being like, oh, hell, this is the best we're ever going to feel. So what were some of the reasons that people decided, Keith, by 8:36 that they were going to have a bad day? You say, I know the toilet paper one, which is the most ridiculous thing in the world. You should be mad at yourself for not planning properly.
Keith, I gave you the paper that was on because I wrote on it, so I don't have it.
You see here? Dustin, please stall.
Man, you guys watching this Rublev match?
Did I throw the paper out? That's not great.
We got the second round going here, live from Flushing Meadows.
Aha, this is great radio.
And Ben Shelton cruising so far.
What's a good reason?
What's that?
I know it's going to become Family Feud here. What's one thing people say is a good reason to wake up in
Sex.
A bad mood? In a bad mood?
Well, I said it before you finished.
You're a toddler. You know that? You're a toddler. You're creating all these kind of problems. I'm going to get jammed up about half the things you said today, and rightfully so, because you're just lighting the torch and walking away from the fire. Now, if I can I finish?
You may.
What do you think?
Certainly you didn't earlier.
What is a legitimate reason to wake up and decide you're having a bad day by? By 8:36.
What's a legitimate reason to like get in a bad mood, or just do you declare the day is going to be bad no
yes,
matter what?
That's basically what it is.
I haven't had one of those in a while. I'm trying to think something that would.
I thought that was going to be your answer.
No, I mean, I'm just trying to think like of something that really kind of threw me off.
So okay,
go ahead.
Somebody passing away. That
yeah, those are tough.
And by the way, it didn't even have to be a family member. It can be like a friend or an acquaintance or somebody you used to know. That if you wake up and like, oh, I found out somebody passed, that should ruin your day. If you found out that your paycheck, your housing situation,
your livelihood is impacted. That's it. Here are the top five reasons. Waking up feeling sick. Sleeping poorly during the night. Vanessa does that all the time, dude. I'm in a bad mood. I slept poorly. I'm an adult, man.
I mean, it's not my fault. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
She's mad at
get
the dog.
Get a better pillow.
Oh, I got to tell you about something in a second. Misplacing keys or forgetting a phone at home. So last night, Vanessa was not sleeping very well, and I did wake up with a very grumpy wife who decided that she was just going to have a bad day. And in the middle of the night, apparently, so the dog doesn't sleep with us all night anymore because he likes her new couch. So he'll come in the middle of the night and sleep by our feet. Well, apparently he slept up right, like just jammed her up in the middle of the night, just right under, could not move. She started getting mad at the dog. And apparently, because she kept saying, like, Mongo, 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 move over here. Mongo, move over here, move over here. And apparently in my sleep, I growled at her. So she woke up pissed at me because I was mad at, in sleep at her getting mad at the dog.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.